Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written reported highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Kristen Jacobs. I'm an audit manager for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Sexual Assault Response in Louisiana. This informational report provides the results of our examination of how Louisiana addresses sexual assault and provides services to survivors of sexual assault. We conducted this review in response to Act 289 of the 2025 regular legislative session, which asked the Louisiana Legislative Auditor to conduct an audit of sexual assault advocacy services, sexual assault nurse examiner programs, sexual assault response plans, the availability of sexual assault forensic medical exams, and sexual assault services funding. The objective for this report was to provide information about and identify challenges Louisiana faces in its efforts to provide services for survivors of sexual assault. Overall, we found that Louisiana has established laws that support survivors of sexual assault. However, the state could do more to ensure survivors have access to consistent care. Specifically, we found that Louisiana law requires sexual assault response plans to foster collaboration among stakeholders and standardize survivor care and services. However, we identified instances where the plans do not comply with state law and could be improved to better respond to survivors of sexual assault. In addition, Louisiana could improve its response to survivors of sexual assault by incorporating best practices such as trauma-informed response and evaluation of outcomes, and by establishing clear statutory authority and defined responsibilities at the state level. For example, sexual assault response plans and protocols should specify how sexual assault response team members will work with survivors and coordinate with stakeholders within their region, while sexual assault response plans should incorporate evaluation procedures to improve outcomes for survivors. As of February 2026, Louisiana had at least 77 practicing sexual assault nurse examiners, or SANEs, which is the lowest number of SANEs per 1,000 residents compared to the 8 other states we researched. While 86% of the forensic medical exams, or FMEs, conducted in Louisiana were performed by a certified or trained SANE from July 2024 through February 2026, a survivor may not always have access to an FME conducted by a sexual assault nurse examiner in their parish or hospital of choice. We also found that SANE programs face challenges in ensuring that survivors have consistent access to forensic medical exams conducted by a sexual assault nurse examiner, including funding, recruiting, and retaining qualified SANEs, as well as providing training and certification. Louisiana could also benefit from centralizing support for sexual assault nurse examiners, which could include training and certification. Effective August 2025, state law required the Attorney General's Office to provide for statewide coordination of SANEs, and effective August 2026, the position of statewide SANE coordinator will be created within the AG's office. During calendar year 2025, Louisiana had 11 accredited sexual assault advocacy centers that provided services to at least 1,733 survivors. State law mandates survivors have access to advocacy services. However, gaps and challenges limit their access to services. For example, as of May 2026, 4 parishes were not served by an advocacy center. In addition, survivors did not always have access to a sexual assault advocate during a forensic medical exam. Unlike some other states, Louisiana does not consistently dedicate state general funds to services for survivors of sexual assault or the implementation of sexual assault response plans. Instead, the funding comes from various sources, such as federal grants and local government funding, which vary from year to year. Forensic medical exams are primarily funded through the Crime Victims Reparation, or CVR, program, with $5.4 million paid for FMEs during fiscal years 2023 through 2025. The CVR fund balance has increased from $6.9 million in fiscal year 2023 to $10.5 million in 2025. As a result of our report, we developed 6 matters for legislative consideration. we recommended the legislature consider amending state law to require that sexual assault response plans include evaluation activities, which may include case reviews. We also recommended the legislature consider amending state law to require that sexual assault response plans include requirements that sexual assault response team members apply a trauma-informed approach when working with survivors. In addition, we recommended the legislature consider strengthening the oversight of the state's sexual assault response by designating appropriate government entities over the sexual assault response plans and sexual assault response teams to ensure the health, safety, and well-being of individuals being served. We recommended the legislature consider giving the Sexual Assault Oversight Commission additional duties related to the state's response to sexual assault. Additionally, we recommended the legislature consider identifying a mechanism to ensure sexual assault survivors consistently have access to advocacy services across the state, including being accompanied to forensic medical exams. Finally, we recommended the legislature consider designating an entity, such as the Sexual Assault Oversight Commission or the Attorney General's Office, to evaluate sexual assault funding across the state, including sustainability and consistency of access. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.